want to greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Bring greetings to you also from Brother Bert in the Philippines. We would pray for him as well as others. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever. Lord, grant us wisdom as we open your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. This morning, I want us to turn to Luke. Chapter 22, verse 39. Luke chapter 22, we'll begin in verse 39. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray ye that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus instructed his disciples how to pray. Part of that prayer is, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What I want to talk about this morning is knowing God's will. Discerning between God's will and my heart. My will and God's will. What I want to put into your mind first is what God wants for my life is different than doing God's will. the things that happen in my life are a complete separate thing to God's will. You say, well, how can that be? Most of us are trying to plan our life and wanting to have God's will for my life. We're looking at it all wrong. The foundation that we're building on has already got a big crack in it when we're trying to find God's will for my life. So much prayer revolves around what God wants for my life. And whenever our thoughts are inclined for that, we're already on the wrong track. Because we're concerned about my life instead of God's will. When Jesus prayed, and when he taught us to pray, the prayer was not, God, how can I improve my life? Or can you make my life what Can you make my life? It's not about my life. It's about His life and His will. I don't know how many people that I've seen make bad decisions because they were seeking God's will for their life instead of doing God's will. They were more concerned about God being a part of their life and even guiding them, supposedly, that they wound up making bad decisions. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Just wanted to plant that thought. Lord willing, we'll come back to it, or hopefully we can make it a little clearer. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What's it mean to keep something? means to guard it. It means to protect it. It means to hold on to it. Keep it with all diligence. Who's he telling to keep it? Lord, keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I want to go through some verses. We're going to begin in Genesis, and then we're going to go to Jeremiah. And I've not got these written down. But I'm just going to thumb through here and read a few of these verses here in Jeremiah. I've got them marked because I've read them several times. First in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Why do we need the Lord to keep our heart? Because our thoughts and the imaginations of our heart are on evil continually. We need God to keep our hearts. Diligently. For out of it are the issues of life. God sees the wickedness that is in the earth, and that every imagination of man's heart is on evil continually. Jeremiah. All right, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 17. And at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it. And the name of the Lord to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their heart. Chapter 5, verse 21 in Jeremiah. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which hath placed the sand for a bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Chapter 7. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Chapter 13, verse 10. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods. Chapter 16. Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Verse chapter 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I just thumbed through there and read those verses. Can you trust your own heart? Who wants to trust their own heart? After what the Bible says about their hearts. And yet, every day, you hear people talking about their hearts. My heart's right. God knows my heart. That's right, he does. And he don't trust it no more than you should. I want you to pay attention. You young people, you old people, every one of you. Your heart will lie to you. Your heart will deceive you. And if you follow it, you'll be led astray. love has damned more people than anything there is in this world. Love has damned more people than anything there is in this world. Why do you think the world sings about love making the world go round? How do you think they can seek after this Jesus that they've created? Is because he loves me. We might be able to see through some of those things. But you better let the Lord keep your heart. About the best way I know to go blind is to give your heart away or follow your heart. You see, when we seek the Lord's will, it's laying my heart down. It's laying my heart down. Why do you think Jesus sweat great drops of blood whenever he was saying that prayer? He was wrestling with what was in his heart. To do the Lord's will. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. All through the Bible, we find people. Samson. Powerful man for God. He saw a woman and he told his father, go get her for me. It brought him to death. He was following his heart. Adam followed his heart. Yielded to the temptation that Eve presented to him. We just went through deer season. A lot of you deer hunt. You know about deer. Most of the big bucks, they stay hidden. You hardly ever see them. They're hidden. Because they're wary. They're watching. But about one time a year, something happens. Their hearts, we'll call it that, get all tangled up. They begin looking for a mate. You know what they do? They start making decisions, and making choices that bring them out into the open. And then the last thing they hear is a big bang. They fall over dead. Why? They didn't keep their heart. You can drive down the road and certain times of the year and you'll see skunks. Just 1 month. You just see skunks laying everywhere, dead alongside the road. You don't see them all year round. Raccoons. A lot of different animals that you just see a couple times a year. Then you see them laying dead on the side of the road. Why is that? Because they lost their heads and hearts. Going after a mate. They let down their reason. They let down their wisdom. They had one thing in mind. People are just the same way. The time whenever we need guidance and counsel and wisdom from someone else the most, is when you start thinking about finding a mate. Not the time to trust in your heart. Your heart will deceive you. The heart blinds you to dangers that you would normally see. And for your own good and for the good of everyone else, that's why we practice a courtship that doesn't go to the one we're courting first. It goes to someone who's got a level head and can do a little thinking for us. Someone who can see a little past that initial, this is the perfect person for me. Honestly, seeking some real guidance. Having someone else look at who I'm thinking about. Having someone else determine, am I ready? Instead of just taking it upon ourselves and getting our hearts all tangled up. Because see, you're not just messing with your own heart, you're messing with other people's hearts. I know a lot of people who've messed up, their lives have been destroyed because their heart got broken. a dangerous thing. That's why God has given us someone over us. If you've got a father, go to him. If you've got a mother, go to him. If you've got a leader, go to him. Don't get it all worked out and get your heart set on something and then start asking questions. You won't listen then. It's too late. You're running out there standing in the highway saying, "Shoot me!" And you don't even know what you're saying because your heart overwhelmed you. The heart is deceitful. You get your heart tangled up and you'll do anything you can to get it straightened out to where it'll go your way. So it'll go the way that fits. You'll even blame it on God's will because it worked out. You'd be amazed at how many divorced and remarried people there are in this world that you could never convince that God didn't bring them together in a miraculous way. God was in on this. They got their hearts all tangled up, and then they started seeking God's will, and oh, the doors just opened. And this is God's plan for my life. I see it now. God's will. Look how He's moving in my life. And everyone around you that cares for you said, "Boy, I wish they'd asked me a few questions first." It's too late now. They won't listen anymore. Once your heart gets tangled up in it, then you begin to weave a web. And it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you sink deeper and deeper and deeper and build your case stronger and stronger and stronger. Light can't even get in there. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Don't go planning on some who you're going to marry. Don't make all the plans because you love someone or think you do. keep your heart. Young men, young women, the first thing you ought to do, if there's even a thought of getting married or a thought of someone else, go to your parents first. Go to some wise brother. Very first. Even if you think you already know what they're going to tell you, let them tell you and then listen to it. They're the ones who care for you. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. That openness. The depth of thy will be done. We can say it. But until we get our fingers off of it and say, thy will be done. And we let every last bit of it go. We lay it down. Thy will be done. It's what it takes for us to give our heart to the Lord. It's His heart. Help us. If you'll listen, if you'll hear, it'll help you. God has blessed us with brethren. God has blessed you, many of you, with godly parents. They're not against you just because they are cautious. They're not against you because they don't understand. They just don't understand. No, they do understand. And that's why they're concerned about it. If they didn't understand, they wouldn't care. You can do whatever you want to. They do understand. That's why they're caring enough. Father, we just thank you for your goodness and for your word. Help us keep our hearts with all diligence, Father. Lord, you keep our hearts. So easily to be deceived. Our hearts can be so desperately wicked, Father. Lord, we need you. Help us trust in the precious gifts of brethren and parents, faithful men in the church, Lord, and women, to help guard our hearts instead of striking out on our own, Father. Give us wise old people, Father. Again, we just want to thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have anything they'd like to share or add? bless you. Have anything?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have someone fill you in. All right, well, we'll meet back at 6:30 this evening. Lord bless you all. 6:30. Anyone else have any announcement or anything you'd like to share?
Thank you.